They sat looking into the thickening shadows in the trees, where a million faces and a million stories lurked. Oh, can you say unfound door? Can you say lost? Eddie half expected Roland to shout at him. It wouldn't be the first time. Or maybe clout him upside the head, as the gunslinger's old teacher, Cort, had been wont to do when his pupils were slow or contrary. Eddie almost hoped he would. A good shot to the jaw might clear his head, by Shardik. Only muddy thinking's not the trouble, and you know it, he thought. Your head is clearer than his. If it wasn't, you could let go of this world and go on hunting for your lost wife. At last, Roland spoke. What is it, then? This? He bent and picked up the folded piece of paper with Aaron Deepnose's pinched handwriting on it. Roland looked at it for a moment, then flicked it into Eddie's lap with a little grimace of distaste. You know how much I love her, Eddie said in a low, strained voice. You know that. Roland nodded, but without looking at him. He appeared to be staring down at his own broken and dusty boots and the dirty floor of the passenger side footwell. Those downcast eyes, that gaze, which would not turn to him who'd come almost to idolize Roland of Gilead, sort of broke Eddie Dean's heart. Yet he pressed on. If there had ever been room for mistakes, it was gone now. This was the end game. I'd go to her this minute if I thought it was the right thing to do. Roland, this second. But we have to finish our business in this world, because this world is one way. Once we leave today, July 9th, 1977, we can never come here again. Eddie, we've been through all of this. Still not looking at him. Yes, but do you understand it? Only one bullet to shoot, one riser to throw. That's why we came to Bridgeton in the first place. God knows I wanted to go to Turtleback Lane as soon as John Cullum told us about it, but I thought we had to see the writer and talk to him, and I was right, wasn't I? Almost pleading now. Wasn't I?